When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We got to get to our Super Sunday picks right here. Dueling segments, or dueling, I should say, six packs. Six teams ranked 1-6 in terms of the NFL and how I see it, and then six games against the spread. So why don't we get to it right here, right now, before Joe Theismann joins us at the bottom of the hour. All right, here we go. Game one, the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. They won again by the skin of their teeth on Sunday night. Physical game. Ball goes off the crossbar and in. They win. Now they got to go up to Cleveland, where I'm sure the weather will be just fine. Now, they're used to it, but whatever. The Browns still have a little something-something. I know Jameis Winston loves throwing pick six, but Jameis Winston also generally and usually loves for throwing for over 300 yards. Going to be tougher against Steve Spagnuolo and the Kansas City defense. I got it. Give me the Browns, though, plus the four at home against the Chiefs, who, again, find a way to win. But that doesn't mean you're going to win every week. That doesn't mean you're going to get a lucky bounce every week. Give me the Browns to keep it close. Maybe they win outright, plus four against Kansas City. Game number two. I've seen enough of the Titans. I was on the Titans a couple of weeks ago. I like the Titans. They officially suck. They have no pride. They have no backbone. I'm sorry. Between Mr. Mayo, Will Levis, and the defense, which got absolutely ambushed. And last week, they couldn't get anything with Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, which killed my fantasy team. And the offensive line commits penalty after penalty. What the hell's going on with Bill Callahan's offensive line? The Titans at home in Nashville. The Bengals coming in. They're 5-point favorites. Short week. Tough loss for the Bengals. I don't usually like teams in this spot, but give me the Bengals. I just can't deal with the Titans anymore. They've let me down too much. They just stabbed me. Can't deal with it. Game three. The Carolina Panthers are favorites for the first time in over 2 years. 33 games. Oh, and they host the Dallas Cowboys. They host the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday in Charlotte, North Carolina. Dallas, of course, all sorts of beat up. We know that. They've lost DeMar Bion, Overshown, one of their best young defensive players, probably until mid to late next year. I know they have a lot to still prove, and they have fought and been competitive and all that. I don't care. Bryce Young, Adam Thielen, sure it hurts that Brooks retore his knee ligament, but they've got the other good running back that they've invested in. They've got some pieces. Xavier Leggett, please hold on to the ball. I love their defensive coordinator. They've turned a lot. They've gotten a lot of juice out of very little. Give me Carolina minus the three. First-time favorites in 33 games at home against the Dallas Cowboys for pick number three. Carolina minus three. Pick number four, Steelers, Philadelphia. The Eagles have won 9 in a row. But they barely survived those plucky Carolina Panthers last week. They should have lost. All sorts of acrimony. You heard Hugh Douglas earlier. If you missed it, 2 o'clock, Odyssey Rewind podcast, Team 980 on the Odyssey app or at theteam980.com. Hugh Douglas talking about the week that was for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that has an effect. I think the Steelers, I think they're coming off their bye, if memory serves me correct. Fresh. Oh, no, they're not coming off their bye. My bad. I screwed that up. They were coming off their bye against Washington. That's what it was. Steelers, in Philadelphia. 5.5-point dogs. Give me Russ and the Steelers. And that defense with Highsmith back, I'll take them. See if Jalen Hurts can figure that out. Good luck. So the Steelers plus the 5.5 in Philadelphia. Game number 5, I'll take the L.A. Chargers as home favorites. Again, off that tough loss Sunday night in Kansas City against the Tampa Bay Bucs. I don't like picking against the Bucs because I like rooting for the Bucs. But that's a long road trip. Not a tough place to play, but that's a long road trip. That's a good defense. Jesse Minter's done a nice job. Obviously, we know what Harbaugh's done. Herbert's a little bit banged up. I get it. I shouldn't trust it. But even without J.K. Dobbins, they can still generally run the football. They got to get more production out of their wide receiver. But it's just 3-point favorites. And Baker's so up and down. I mean, again, he kept Vegas in that game last week. Made some plays, didn't make some plays. This is a little bit of a different challenge. Give me the Chargers minus the 3 over the Bucs. Game number 6, as we know, we always pick the Commanders game, whether we like the number or not. I do not like this number at all. It is very tricky in my eyes, and I'm not a big gambler, but it's very tricky. Plus 8 or minus 8, depending on your perspective. The line is 8. Let's put it that way. The Commanders are going to win this game. I do not think it is going to be as easy as everybody thinks it's going to be. Give me the Saints plus the 8. Wait a second, Topes. Don't be thumb-downing me. The Commanders are going to win. They're going to win by 7. As Sheehan and I talked about, maybe it's a backdoor cover for the Saints, and they score a late touchdown, and it was, we both predicted 24-17. Maybe it was 24-10 with 30 seconds left to go. That's still a pretty convincing win, and you can make some money on the Saints at plus 8.
Yeah, I'm going to go Commanders win by 15. I don't know that I'm, like, overly confident, which would be another 40-7 drubbing like we've seen at times.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen, but they win by 15.
You know, the Saints under their interim coach, why is his name slipping?
Mr. Riz, Darren Rizzi.
Darren Rizzi. I've been talking about him all week, and I just blanked out on his name.
The Riz gotcha. The Riz, Darren Rizzi.
The Rizzler. They've only allowed 15.5 points per game since they fired Dennis Allen and since they traded Marshawn Lattimore. 15.5 points. Now, they haven't played great teams, but they did play Cleveland. They did play the Rams and did a pretty good job against the Rams.
I'm going to sound like Burgundy and Gold fanboy here for a second, but they haven't played Jaden Daniels in the Commanders offense yet. An efficient offense with a really good quarterback. I think they find a way to get it done and pretty easily. Like, I don't. The question I have is Jake Haener going to get things going against the defense?
And that's the problem.
I know Lattimore is making his debut, but I have no worries about the offense. Yeah. I think they're going to put up points.
They're so beat up on offense, the Saints are. It's almost like the Commanders shouldn't almost allow more than, I don't know, 13 points in this game yet.
Correct.
I feel like Kamara's got a big play in him that might, you know, boost it from 13 to, say, 20 or 21 or whatever. All right. I'll take the Saints plus the 8. The Commanders to win the game. I hope I'm wrong and the Commanders blow them out. We will see. All right, that is one half of our Super Six Pack. But because we do the most revolutionary sports talk radio segment of all time, nobody's ever done this, nobody's ever stolen it from me yet, and that includes Linnell. We rank the top 6 teams in the NFL, 1 through 6, not 6 through 1. No, 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 we do it differently. No honorable mentions, no committees, no nothing, no frills budget. Here we go. Number 1, the Detroit Lions. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 3, I wrote Detroit twice on my list.
They're so good they take up 2 of the top 3 spots.
Number 3, give me the Buffalo Bills. Number 4, or the 4th best team in the NFL, Philadelphia. Number 5, Pittsburgh. And number 6, who do you like? Who do you like? Pick a team.
Oh, you already have Buffalo in there?
Yeah, I got Buffalo in there. You like, how about
Green Bay?
You like Green Bay?
I like Green Bay.
Over Baltimore, right? Because Baltimore slipped a little bit here.
I have no idea what team
over
I'm getting
Houston?
In Baltimore week to week. You know what? Do you have Pittsburgh in there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. How about Minnesota at 11-2? No, they, you know, you got to pick Minnesota over Green Bay, no? I mean, they're two games better than Green Bay, and they beat Green Bay.
They're consistently better, but Jordan Love, if he's on, I mean,
if he's on.
Yeah, it's a big if.
But the same thing for Darnold, although Darnold last week was on. I'm going to go with Minnesota. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I would go Green Bay, but okay. I'm a little biased.
That's fine. Maybe 6B?
Yeah.
If there was an honorable mention in this segment, you know, like some people put honorable mentions, they put the whole league in an honorable mention, you know? That's what the committee spits out.
Put the Commanders in there. There you go. Make everybody
exactly.
happy.
All right, 1 through 6. There we go. The most revolutionary one of its kind. Creative. Segment in Sports Talk Radio history. We created it ourselves, and we take all the credit. Nobody steal it.